Hey everybody, what's up? This is Tom, and this is the final episode of Yet Another Blogging Podcast. And throughout this podcast, we've covered a number of different topics, all of which have meant to provide some level of help or guidance on finding ways for you to fit blogging into your current schedule. Specifically, we've discussed what it means to discover your niche and how to go narrow in it. We've talked about strategies for collecting ideas, and we've talked about how to schedule time without having to completely remix your calendar if you can help it. So in this final podcast, I wanted to share my thoughts on what it means to develop a rhythm for your blog. And by that, I define a rhythm as a pace at which you write, the voice that you use to write, and the type of post that you write. So I'm going to talk about each of those independently. So first, let's talk about the pace at which you write. Now, this is a bit of a confusing heading, but the pace at which you write doesn't have to do with how you schedule your time to write or how fast you write. Now, for many, they feel this innate urge to draft, revise, perfect, repeat, etc. as they're actually writing. And personally, I found that this strategy doesn't work well for me. Instead, I tend to sit down using the notes and ideas that I've collected over time, as mentioned in an earlier podcast, and I literally draft out the entire post, the good parts, the bad parts, and the parts that I probably won't even use. And there is an advantage to doing this. Not only am I getting my post drafted, but there's a strong chance that I may actually go off on a tangent that has little to do with the point of the given post, but that's not a bad thing. It's because what I've effectively done is seed content for a new post. And once that post is drafted, I then begin to go back over and prune it down to the bare necessities of what I want to say. And anything that doesn't fit or anything that doesn't flow gets removed. And anything that seems like it's a topic for another discussion is removed from the current post, but written down for an idea for another post. Finally, this is key because when you first get into blogging, this can be really tough. And that's why I recommend sitting a few times a week, like maybe 3 days out of the week or so, rather than 5 or 7 or more. And because ultimately, you're going to build up a backlog, and this process will help you build up that list of ideas of posts, drafts, and content that you can use to ultimately accelerate your publishing efforts so that you can go from, say, 3 times a week to 5 or even 7 times a week. Now, the second thing I wanted to talk about is your voice. And so the voice with which you write is ultimately your call, and you're going to hear a lot of mixed advice about this. In fact, everything that I'm discussing in this episode and the previous ones is mixed advice, primarily because there's no single right way to do a lot of this. But I found that I relate to most blogs when people write like they talk. And basically, they write conversationally. Now, that's what I've tried to do, and I've noticed a significant increase in engagement with people, not only via comments, but via Twitter because of that. And think about how boring it is to read a poorly written editorial piece, or how lame it is to listen to some unanimated pitch for a product, or some boring lecture, or whatever else. I mean, it sucks, right? So why write that way? Instead, write like you talk. And this doesn't mean forego good grammar or anything, but let the content flow of a more natural, organic manner, rather than trying to write an essay. People don't talk in essays. They talk in conversational, generally friendly tones, and the blog should reflect that. After all, your blog is a reflection of you, and what better way to inject your personality into it than to write like you speak? There is a caveat to this. Tone of voice and humor can be tricky things to convey, so use them sparingly, especially if your audience is international. Don't make jokes or comments that only, say, Americans or the British may understand when you've got people from New Zealand or India reading. It can really take people out of the reading experience, and I am speaking on this from firsthand. So the bottom line is write like you speak, but be mindful of your audience. And finally, I want to talk about the type of post that you write. And we've talked a little bit about this in previous posts. But part of finding your rhythm has a lot to do with knowing the type of content that you're going to write, which goes all the way back to identifying your niche and trying to stay narrow within it. And I say this because it may be easier to write about a lot of things, but when you do that, your blog ultimately loses its focus. People come to read your blog to read about a certain topic, but if you're writing all over the place, then they don't know what to expect, and it generally makes it easier for them to lose interest. As such, it's important to stay true to the mission, the vision, the focus, the point, or whatever it is that you want to call it when working on your post. And yet, this makes writing more challenging. I mean, it's difficult at first, and it can be challenging to stay excited about a topic even after months or years of doing it. But we tend to get frustrated with other things in life that we love, right? I mean, case in point. You get frustrated playing a video game that you love. You get frustrated learning a song on the guitar that you love. But whatever it is, you enjoy something does not exempt you from being frustrated about it. So remember that as you're working to keep the type of posts, especially when it comes to keeping them very narrow. And with that said, remember the type of posts that you write not only need to remain on topic, but they should be filtered through the grid of categories that you've defined as you've begun to grow, mature, and define the focus of your blog. From there, you should be able to easily identify which posts are suitable for the blog, which posts belong elsewhere, perhaps even guest posting on another site, of which posts just aren't suited to be written. And guest posting on another site is a fantastic way to drive traffic back to your blog. I've seen this work with myself. I've seen this work with other people time and time again. You go into an established community, you share your thoughts, you engage with them, they find out that you have your blog, and then they come and see what you have to say. But regardless, ultimately, it's about making sure that you're providing value back to the web in whatever area that you're blogging. Now, short points, right? And that's really all that I have to say. This ultimately wraps up the mini-series of Yet Another Blogging Podcast, and I hope that at least one episode has been of interest to you. If you're looking for other questions or comments, feel free to leave them in the post or contact me, tweet me, whatever it is. It's pretty easy to find me on the web. And depending on how the response goes, I may revisit doing this again in the future, but also note that my team 8-Bit and I do a full-on WordPress podcast 1 to 2 times a month for WP Daily called Hello Dolly. And you can find WP Daily at wpdaily.co, and you can subscribe to our podcast, Hello Dolly, either via iTunes or at hellodolly.fm. And this particular podcast would be probably most interesting to anyone who is into blogging or digital publishing, WordPress, or anything tangentially related to that. So if you're interested in that, be sure to follow us along. And as usual, I'd love to hear any feedback you have around this mini-series. But that does it for this particular mini-series. I hope it's been helpful, and I will see you around the internet.